Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Back to basics, how to become a millionaire real estate investor. We're getting back to basics today on the show. That's the topic. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for subscribing, becoming a member of the show. I'm a longtime real estate investor, but I didn't start out that way. And so today I thought it's time for us to get back to basics. You know, we can get so caught up in all of these different strategies. We can start chasing shiny objects when people come down with different strategies, different ideas. And it's very easy for you to get one or two rental properties and then to be swayed by something else. And therefore, you leave what got you here. And you start going in multiple directions and you forget how to get back to those basics, how to get back on the path, why you started in the first place. Now, I get emails a lot, and sometimes they're kind of discouraging, but I'll get an email from someone sometimes that says, you know, look, I've got bad credit. My wife left me or my husband left me. My grandmother has cancer. I have this problem. And it's really a sad email. You can feel almost the negative energy coming through in that email. And sometimes I don't know how to respond. But what I always try to do is put a positive spin on it and remind people that, look, while maybe I didn't have a grandmother with cancer, I was in my basement crying, not knowing how I was going to make mortgage payments. I literally had to go through my closet and find like an old Nintendo and some old stuff that I had and try to sell it on Craigslist to make ends meet in order to pay my mortgage. And now I've reached a level of real estate investing where we've reached that millionaire status, but it all started with just the one property. So I want to get back to basics and talking about how to go from where you are today to becoming a millionaire. And a millionaire is broken down in a number of different ways. And the thing that you want to remember is what smart investors understand, wealthy people understand, is that on paper, what are you worth? What is your net worth? That's what we're going after. To become a millionaire real estate investor, it's how many assets do you have in your asset column versus your liabilities column. How many assets do you own and what are they worth? And then can you lay claim to being a millionaire? And that's the way the formula works. You know, millionaires are built by holding assets. So if they're a three millionaire, five millionaire, that's because they have real estate or they have assets in the bank that add up to that number. I mean, it's that simple. It's a simple formula, right? So I want to get back to the basics of how this all works. And the way that building just a millionaire real estate portfolio or becoming a millionaire starts with taking action and going back to the first thing, which is just buying that first property. So many people get caught up in step 5, 6, and 7 that they don't ever do step 1. I'll work with new investors a lot who will ask me questions about 5 years down the road. And I'll ask them things. They're concerned about what happens if the tenant leaves 5 years from now. It's a good question, right? Yeah, we'll do a tenant turnover. It usually takes like 2 weeks, you know, to get, you know, paint, carpet, touch up, and so forth. Not a big deal, right? But that's what you're worried about is what's going to happen 5 years from now. What about right now, which is taking action and buying that rental property for the first time, getting one under your belt? Now, the first step is buying that property, maybe a $40,000 property, putting that money down to purchase it, getting it cash flowing, getting a tenant in the property, and we just rinse and repeat that process. It's not that difficult. Buying one property where the tenant then moves in and is cash flowing every month. We use the equity in that property to buy two, to buy three, to buy four, or we simply use the cash flow from that first property, the $700-$800 a month from the tenant, build up that coffer again, and purchase your next property. And then you begin to snowball the entire process. It doesn't have to be complicated. So again, step one, identifying the rental property that you want to buy. Step two is then pulling that equity out of that property and rolling it into your next property, or using the cash from that property or cash on hand to buy your second property. Now, let's talk about some of the mechanics of all this, right? So when you've got one property that's worth, that you purchased for $40,000, but it's worth maybe $45,000, $50,000, your net worth has now increased. You are now worth an additional $50,000. You are worth an additional $50,000. Now, if you get out the handy calculator and you do the math on that, what's $1 million in net worth divided by $50,000 in value? The answer right here, if you're looking at the video, is 20. 20 is the answer. 20 properties is what it would take for you to become a millionaire. When you think about it in those terms, it is remarkable that to become a millionaire real estate investor, you just need 20 properties of value of around $50,000. You have increased your net worth to $1 million. And on paper, you're worth $1 million. Today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Look, are you hiring right now? Do you know where to even post your job to find the best candidates? We use ZipRecruiter to find the best candidates for your job. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right person to your job. It's better than anyone else. And that's why ZipRecruiter is different. So unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you or sort of searching out job posting. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So no juggling emails or back and forth. Hey, can we book a call for next Wednesday at 2 p.m.? No, what about Tuesday at 1 p.m.? Okay, great. Back and forth. Gets rid of all of that. Simply you screen the candidates, you rate the candidates, and you manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners of this podcast, if you're a small business owner, and I know that there's a ton of business owners out there who listen to this podcast, whether you're a small painting company, whether you run a small business, a landscaping company, doesn't matter. You can use ZipRecruiter to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. So right now, listeners of this show just can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. So just go to ZipRecruiter.com/investing. That's ZipRecruiter.com/investing. And one more time to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/investing. And you can post jobs there for free. Remember, you got to go to that URL so they know that you heard about them from the Investing in Real Estate podcast. Once again, check them out at ZipRecruiter.com/investing. Now, there are a number of different ways to claw your way there. A millionaire real estate investor friend of mine who taught me the ropes started with one property. He was in a similar situation to me. He was frustrated by every day his money at the end of the month was not adding up to be able to cover his monthly mortgage. He just didn't know how to make it happen. He had saved up about $70,000, $80,000 in the state of New Jersey, and he purchased his first rental property. He did some rehab on it, and he got it rented, and he held it for cash flow. He started renting that property out for cash flow, but the value had increased. So what did he do? He pulled some money back out of the property. He pulled some money back out of the property and he rolled it into his next property. He bought his next larger property and then he did the exact same thing over and over again. He just snowballed it. Now he owns over 2,000 properties. He's a multimillionaire, of course. He has an entire staff and office of individuals who work for him, and he never has to work another day in his life, of course. And he loves what he does because he's a real estate investor like we all do. So that's the formula. It's not rocket science. But it is a matter of taking action and stop feeling sorry for yourself at the very beginning. When those emails come in that I see where someone says, Aunt Janice has cancer, and I lost my job and I can't do this. I get those things. Those are all hurdles. And none of them are any bigger than anything else faced by anybody else. So you've got to take action over those small hurdles to move the ball forward. I look at them all as speed bumps, every one of them. You know, again, Aunt Janice with cancer that you're spending every day in the hospital. It's unfortunate. It's absolutely terrible. No one wants to have to deal with that. And I, you know, my heart goes out to you. The fact that you lost your job, that's terrible. But you know what? Turn it around. Dust yourself off. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You don't have any money in the bank? Go out and find it. If you know you don't have any money to work with, then go out and find it. Get private money. Get, there's so many different funding sources that we talk about here on the channel to go out and actually take action. For instance, a great way that many of our investors have started taking advantage of is the credit card system that we talked about. And using, we can fill out the form and book a call with those guys. It's amazing. So many of our investors have now bought properties, their first, second, or third properties, using by going to morrisinvest.com/funding. And I'll put the link right there for you in the show notes. Because you don't have to, it's not tied to your personal credit. So being able to get business credit cards set up in order to buy rental properties. What about using your home equity line of credit on your primary mortgage? What about using money out of your 401k plan or your retirement plan? Maybe your relatives have money locked up in their retirement accounts that they're not using. You could go to Uncle John and say, "Hey, Uncle John, I know you've been saving for a lot of years. You have that self-directed IRA that you've got. What if we could work out a deal where, you know, I borrow $100,000 from you at maybe 5% interest? You know, what's it doing currently in your account? Is it only making 3%? Or what if I could double it at 6%? 6% in your retirement account? I'm your nephew, you know, and we could make something work." There are a number of ways to start tapping into all of the money, the private money that is sitting out there waiting for you to be used. So again, back to basics. Finding great rental properties. I mean, that's what we do at our company, right? Find great rental properties. We rehab them. We put a tenant in the property, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's not going to cost $100,000, $200,000. Our properties are in that $40,000, $50,000 range, okay? That's what you should be targeting, because when you start getting above $100,000 in value and your cost, then the rent is not going to keep up with the value of that property. Remember, we talk about that rent-to-value ratio, and we've talked about on other shows. You cannot start to really create wealth by cash flow by having that money be lopsided. And people will tell me all the time from California that, "Oh, I'm looking at buying this $300,000 single family home." And I'm like, my mind is blown. $300,000 you're going to spend on a single family home? Why wouldn't you buy six homes that can produce independent cash flow for you? And then what happens if that one house, that one person loses their job and they can't afford to pay you anymore in that particular A-class neighborhood that you're buying in? So again, getting back to those basics and making sure that you're able to buy a property first, get that property under your belt, stop sitting on the sidelines and being nervous about taking action, get that first rental property, get it cash flowing, pull some equity out of it if you need to. If you don't and you still can keep it free and clear, great. Start using the cash flow from that first tenant to start to roll into your next property, okay? Or pull some other money from other sources, your home equity line of credit. Maybe you've got a 401k. Use the funding method I talked about from our website at morrisinvest.com/funding, which is a killer strategy. Using a self-directed IRA from Uncle John. Going to your local RIA meetings, your local meetup and real estate meetings by just going to meetup.com and just looking for your local real estate meetings and clubs and asking them, anyone in the room who is a private lender that wants to start having a relationship with you, take them out to coffee, have a conversation with them. This is how it happens. More millionaires and billionaires have been made by real estate investing in this country than any other source. But we tend to overcomplicate things and we think that we're not worthy of it. And we start to pile on all of these shiny objects and all of these other distractions. Get back to basics and buy a rental property and then figure out how you're going to pull additional funds and make it work to get your second one. And then leverage the first two that you have to get the third and the fourth ones. And then you're on your way to becoming a millionaire. I am telling you, it's that simple. If a guy like I can do it, who is crying in my basement with my wife saying, "I don't know how I'm going to make the mortgage payment this month. I don't know what I'm doing." I have a job and I still can't make ends meet every month. Why are we doing this? What is wrong? And I said, that's it. I'm going to buy rental properties. I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I did it. And I was able to create that wealth in my life. And that's why I do this, because I want you to do the exact same thing. I'm tired of people whining and complaining about their lot in life. I frankly get just so sick of it. So I know we all have bad days, but you are in charge of your own destiny and you can make it happen. And I'm giving you the resources right here on this channel and on this podcast to be able to go out there and do it and take action. They're all right here. Again, it's not rocket science. I would love to hear your feedback and some of the experiences you've had, whether it's raising private money, snowballing your first property into your second and third properties. Please share them with the community and we'll share them right here on the channel. If you're ready to book a call with our team, I would love to help you out. And our team personally would love to help you start building wealth. So just come to our website, just morrisinvest.com, and just click on this schedule a consultation button. We'll take great care of you. That's always our goal in the office, is to really treat you like one of the family. As many of our investors can attest, that's our goal. But anyway, I want you to go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. And if you're doing it on your own, please just stick to it. Don't get distracted by shiny objects. We'll see you back here. We publish the show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, everyone. We'll see you once again here on the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. Now go out there, take action. Much love to you all.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.